like they had reference to a swamp or a marsh or a bog or some of this nature. The place where salt hay grows along the sea is called what? The place where salt hay grows along the sea is called what? You have any idea?
No idea. What is it called?
All right, marshes or salt marshes. All right, what different kinds of soil do you have in the field? You know, different kinds of soil. You've heard people talk about the soil isn't this, so that's why I won't be able to plant anything, or I don't expect the crop to be too well.
It's either poor or bad, you know, that word.
Okay. Then, of course, they said sandy or rich soil, so you said poor. All right, suppose it was part sand and part clay. Would you have a name for that? If the land was part sand and part clay, would you have a name for that?
Can't think of one.
Okay.
What is it called?
Well, it would probably be, of course, I know, sandy or... there are several different selections, you know, loam or gumbo or loam that could be used. All right, now suppose you had land a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water off?
Oh, friend, you got the wrong man. What is going to talk about farming?
Okay, well, you drain it, one thing. All right, what would you call the thing that you dug?
A well?
No, well, nothing as deep as a well, but something slightly not quite as deep as that you would call what?
A trench.
Are there other names for that?
I can't think of one.
Okay. What is it? Ditch or canal, etc. All right, shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. Or it can be referred to as a narrow bit of water that flows in and out of the tide, can be referred to as what is a low body of water, and what is it called? It's described as a shallow arm of the sea or a tidal stream, or it's a narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. What is that called?
A bay.
All right, deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across is called what? All right, a deep narrow valley cut by a stream of water, you know the water has run over it for so long, in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, what is that called?
A ditch.
If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you call that place of what? If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you call that place of what?
A washout.
What do you call a small stream of water? What do you call a small stream of water?
A spring.
Is there anything smaller than that?
I can't think of anything.
Anything between that and a river?
Well,
you
that?
Said you couldn't think of anything, so.
You got a brook coming in somewhere.
A stream or a brook or a branch or some of this nature. Okay. Do you know of any particular streams with a particular name in your neighborhood or in some neighborhood that, you know, a number of people have heard of?
A name?
Yeah, small stream or brook or some of that nature, small body of water. Do you know of any, you know, in Atlanta?
Yeah, you got Peachtree Creek.
Yeah, okay. What do you call a very small rise in land, you know?
It's hilly.
All right, is there anything smaller than a hill? You know, a small rise in earth, but is there anything smaller than a hill?
can't remember though.
All right. What do you call that thing that you turn to open a door?
A handle.
Anything else?
A doorknob.
Okay.
This is what you want to hear.
All right, and then some a rise in land is also referred to as a knob.
A knob.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do you call it if it's very large but higher than a hill? Larger than a hill, so what do you call it?
Larger than a hill, smaller than a mountain.
No.